This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Lots going on this morning. We'll begin with word just in. The President Biden is challenging rival Donald Trump to a pair of debates. But Mr. Biden says he will not join campaign debates sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. Also this morning, President Putin says Russia is ready to negotiate over the war in Ukraine. He spoke to Chinese media on the eve of a visit to Beijing. Meanwhile,
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced the U.S. will provide an additional $2 billion in foreign military financing to Ukraine. He said it would go into three baskets: to provide weapons in the short term, to invest in Ukraine's defense industrial base, and also to allow Ukraine to buy military supplies from countries other than the U.S. I'm Charles Diladesma.
This morning, Yemen's Houthi rebels say they targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer and a commercial ship in the Red Sea, but there's no confirmation that any attacks took place. Donald Trump's hush money trial has the day off, but they'll be back tomorrow. The AP's Julie Walker.
Donald Trump's defense attorney grilled the prosecution's star witness in his hush money trial on Tuesday, portraying his former attorney, Michael Cohen, as a media-obsessed liar who's determined to see the former president behind bars. This was after Cohen gave pivotal testimony for the defense, tying the presumptive Republican presidential nominee directly to the hush money scheme at the heart of the case. Cohen is back on the witness stand Thursday for more cross-examination before prosecutors rest their case. It's unclear if Trump, who denies any wrongdoing, will take the stand in his defense.
A bipartisan group of four senators is recommending the Congress spend billions to develop artificial intelligence. Inflation eased in April. Retail sales were unchanged in April from March. This is AP News. Google is rolling out its retooled search engine that favors responses crafted by artificial intelligence. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story.
The shift promises to quicken the quest for information while also potentially disrupting the flow of money-making internet traffic. Website publishers could be hurt if the AI overviews are so informative that they result in fewer clicks on the website links. They will still appear, but lower on the results page. The makeover begins this week in the U.S. as users start to see conversational summaries generated by the company's AI technology. Google expects the reoccurring AI overviews to be part of its search engine results for about 1 billion people by the end of 2024. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Golfer Rory McIlroy has filed for divorce after 7 years of marriage. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.